Jones Jet, I Love Rock and Roll on 99.9 Santa Barbara's K-Tide. It's the Morning Mojo in the afternoon. Yeah, we are here for the Santa Barbara Education Foundation. It's K-Tide's Keep the Beat, Keep Music in Schools. And you can donate at 805-229-1557. Request a song. We'd love to play it for you.
Yeah, or you can call another number, 805-284-9125. You can also get on over to ktyd.com and just click on the link. There's everything that you'd want to know about the Santa Barbara Education Foundation's Keep the Beat, how to donate, what they need. And what we're doing today and tomorrow is we're just trying to make sure that any Santa Barbara school kid that wants to play music in schools has an instrument to do so.
Right on. And you can help us. You can do it. 805-229-1557. Call now. We got some pretty groovy kids here in the studio.
Let's welcome excited. Sean McHugh and also Michelle Beauchesne.
Beauchesne.
Sean, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, belly on up to that mic there.
Good to see you.
And,
I'll get Michelle. Michelle, why don't you stay where you are? I'm going to come to you because you
have look at him. Full service Bill. That's what we call him. Welcome to K-Tide, Michelle. It's good to meet you.
So nice to meet you. Great to be here today.
Yeah, and both native Santa Barbarans.
Yes.
Very nice. So what I'm going to ask you guys, what was the, Michelle, you first, what was the first instrument you ever played?
That's a great question. My mom's a pianist, so I played a little bit on the piano for fun when I was like three, but the cello was my first instrument that I actually really picked up.
And right on.
Fell in love with it right away.
And still playing.
Still playing, and it was in the music system that we had at Montecito Union.
So, oh!
Yeah, the Santa Barbara Symphony came, had different instruments there, and I fell in love with it right away, and never stopped.
Wow. That's a testament. Yeah, what we're doing. So, Sean, what about you?
Clarinet.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, fifth and sixth grade, clarinet. Played Rocky.
I bet you did.
I was so into that.
Isn't that funny?
Except I didn't have the melody, which bummed me out. I kind of just held like some root, you know, some long whole note.
Yeah. Wow. And so what made you flip to the guitar? The groovy factor?
Yeah, I got into rock music and just the power of that. I was just excited. My older cousin, Eric, was in a rock band, played guitar, and when I got together with him, I just saw the fire in his eyes.
Yeah, of course.
And so I'm like, I gotta do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so, you had a band.
Yep, Summer Camp.
Summer Camp. Now, this was big in the
90s.
Late 90s. We signed in 96 to Madonna's label, Maverick.
Yeah.
And our record, Pure Juice, came out in 97, and we toured all over.
That was a big hit, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
We did well. We toured, we had some great tours. We headlined in Japan. We played the main stage of the Fuji Rock Festival in 97 in front of like 30,000 people on the main stage.
That must have been amazing.
It was awesome. Foo Fighters, Rage Against the Machine, Chili Peppers, Summer Camp. You know, and our record dropped that day in Japan.
Oh, my.
Everything kind of blew up.
Yeah.
And so the song I was thinking of playing today was the song that went number one there called Should I Walk Away?
Well, we'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear that. Could you play it now?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Sean McHugh and
Michelle
Beauchesne. We are live on K-Tide.
I'm going to move this mic over for Michelle.
I'm going to move mine over too.
It's as if you didn't notice me, it's as if you didn't care. You wouldn't even look my way. So I tried to keep my distance to let you cool off. I wanted to just talk to you to see what went wrong. I would assume that I'm to blame, but my words sometimes tingle like a ball of string. Why do you torture me this way? Is there something I should do? Is there something I should say? Or should I walk away? Is there something I should do? Is there something I should say? Or should I walk away? What am I supposed to do? I haven't got a clue. If you still want me, let me know, 'cause I'm getting sick sick and tired of these walls you make. Why must you torture me this way? Is there something I should do? Is there something I should say? Should I walk away? Go. Is there something I should do? Is there something I should say? Or should I walk away? Is there something I should do? Is there something I should say? Or should I walk away? It's as if you didn't notice me. It's as if you didn't care. You wouldn't even look my way. My words sometimes tingle like a ball of steam. Why do you torture me this way? Oh, is there something I should do? Is there something I should say? Should I walk away? Is there something I should do? Is there something I should say?
Sean McHugh and Michelle Beauchesne live in the K-Tide studio. You know, this is a true testament of Santa Barbara and the love and the music and the two of you picking up musical instruments and just having it part of your adult life. This is so effing cool.
It really is. Have you here. It really is. And I got to tell you, Michelle, you could play that thing. You play it so... You're playing it for how long?
Decades.
Very nice.
Play it for
Very
decades.
It's the only thing I've done. I picked it up. I never put it down.
Yeah.
7 years old, I started and never stopped.
And you played with a lot of great people.
Name
them off. Tell me some.
I went to, after the classical side, I did my training at different conservatories, and then I did a lot of opera when I was in Florida and played with Placido Domingo and Nicole. Did a lot of different tours with them,
so
and
cool.
It's been a great ride.
Yeah. And now you're doing stuff with Sean, which is so awesome. The two of you complement each other very tremendously. The sound in here was amazing. If you're just joining us, this is the K-Tides Radiothon with Santa Barbara Education Foundation's Keep the Beat. If you want to donate some money, 805-284-9125. Or you can go to ktyd.com or stop by the K-Tide Studios. We're here on the corner of Coda and Laguna at 414 East Coda. Bring by a musical instrument. Let's get these instruments in kids' hands.
Yeah, we can get them fixed, get them back into the schools, and give them all a brand new life. Yeah. Do one more for us, man.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to donate $100 if you guys play another song right now.
Love to.
Okay.
I was thinking it's such a beautiful day.
Let's do it.
Let's do that one.
Yeah.
All right.
This is K-Tide.
The heart is a bloom. Up through the stony ground, but there's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. doubt falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. You're on the road, but you got no destination. You're in the mud, in the maze of her imagination. You love this town, even if that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day, don't let it get away. It's a beautiful day. Touch me, take me to that other place. Teach me love. I know I'm not a hopeless case. What you don't have, you don't need it now. What you don't know, you can feel it somehow. What you don't have, you don't need it now. Don't need it now. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day.
Wow, what a great rendition of that song. You just heard Sean McHugh and Michelle Beauchesne live in the K-Tide studio. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
That was wonderful, boy. And will you see around town anytime soon, or is there anything you got going on that we could?
Apparently at private parties.
Got some gigs on the books, but they're all out of town at the moment, but we'll let you know.
Please do. And you guys come back anytime
and
you
play.
Want.
Play when you're, for your gig. When you book that gig locally, I'm so tired, come back in. Oh. We'll give everybody a little taste of it, so it'll help with ticket sales and you guys, thank you so much.
Right
on.
Thank you guys, man. And you can still call 805-229-1557. We'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight. Then tomorrow we're up at Zotto's Bowling and Beyond. We'll be there from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. taking your requests, your money, and your instruments.
Yes, we will. And another number is 805-284-9125, ktyd.com. We'll be right back. Here are the Doobies on K-Tide.